From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward said today the containment device placed over a well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico is likely to capture the majority of the gushing oil. Hayward told the BBC the cap has contained about 420,000 gallons so far, and he said his company is committed to making up for the disaster.
We are going to stop the leak. We're going to clean up the oil. We're going to remediate any environmental damage. And we are going to return the Gulf Coast to the position it was in prior to this event. That's an absolute commitment, and we will be there long after the media has gone, making good on our promises.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is in charge of the federal government's response to the spill. He's making the rounds of the television talk shows this morning. He told Fox News that cleanup efforts are getting more efficient.
We're putting more Coast Guard people out there to provide direct oversight of the contractors. It's improving. It's the cycle time from when oil is sighted to where on scene is improving. It's got to get better. Nothing should be taken as good enough. It's got to get better.
He told CNN that although progress is being made, no one should be pleased as long as there's oil in the water. Severe storms swept through the Midwest overnight. Officials say at least four people were killed in Ohio. Fred Kite from member station WOUB has the story.
There was a series of thunderstorms and a tornado in the area around Toledo and in southeast Michigan. Reports also indicate there was heavy damage, with trees down, roads cluttered with debris, and power outages. Residences were ripped apart, and at least one mobile home turned on its side. At Lake High School, the cafeteria was destroyed, the field house sustained substantial damage, and some parked school buses were knocked over. Now, school officials are wondering what to do about commencement, which had been scheduled for the field house this afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.
The president of Afghanistan is ordering a review of all Taliban suspects in the country's prisons. Hamid Karzai says those detained on doubtful evidence should be released. The BBC's Liz Doucette reports from Kabul. The move comes in response to a national peace conference held last week.
At the closing session of the peace jirga on Friday, President Karzai singled out the resolution which called for releasing Afghan prisoners accused of links to armed opposition groups, including the Taliban. It was called a goodwill gesture to encourage them to engage in talks. Now he's taken his first step, calling for a review of Afghans in detention. And he's asked the head of international forces, General Stanley McChrystal, for help. The general told the BBC he guaranteed he would provide the president with all the background on why a person was detained and the rationale for why he should be released or not.
The BBC's Liz Doucette. A car bomb exploded outside a police station in Baghdad this morning. Officials say four people were killed. This is NPR News. The Star-Ledger of Newark is reporting that two New Jersey men were arrested yesterday on charges of conspiracy to commit terrorism. The paper says the men were picked up at JFK International Airport before they could board separate flights to Egypt with the intention of flying onto Somalia to join a jihadist group. The paper reports the suspects were both American citizens and had planned the trip for several months, training at paintball fields to get into condition. 66 years ago today, Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy to defeat Hitler's forces in World War II. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that scientists are working today to stop the erosion of one of the invasion landing points.
In 1944, U.S. Rangers scaled the jagged 120-foot-high cliffs of Normandy's Pointe du Hoc in a valiant D-Day assault that the Nazis thought would be impossible. Today, the famous limestone cliffs, which receive about 500,000 visitors a year, are being slowly eroded by the wind and pounding sea. So French engineers, commissioned by the American Battle Monuments Commission, are putting what amounts to a safety belt around the once formidable Nazi bunker. They will try to stop the erosion by injecting gaping holes with cement and using metal bars to nail the sides of the cliff in place. The work will preserve the cliffs, but not indefinitely. Scientists estimate that La Pointe du Hoc will be completely eroded within 50 years. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Thousands of people filled a square in Warsaw today for the beatification of a Polish priest. Jerzy Popiełuszko had been tortured and killed in 1984 for supporting the Solidarity Freedom Movement. He was remembered for his fight against communism in Poland. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.